In the song Femme is F, the lead singer of Naive Sense screams that the world is hers.
I am Natalie. I carry the most amount of gear, play guitar, synth, and do vocals.
That's Natalie Kruger. In the hyper-masculine world of hardcore, Natalie, a slight and intense woman with choppy jet black hair, stands out.
When we started, there were like no femme-fronted heavy bands in Minneapolis. Like I can think of maybe like one or two. Especially in hardcore, it was more just like, yeah, like dudes doing dude stuff and kind of patting ourselves on the back.
She's talking about your typical hardcore show, filled with mostly men, the type with shaved heads, tank tops, and athletic shorts. So, as a trans woman, Natalie was an anomaly in her scene. But when Naive Sense got started 2 years ago, Natalie went into it without fear. She badly needed a creative outlet. She was trying to get off booze.
At that time, I was kind of at like the end of my rope. I was like about to lose my job. I didn't have any income. I was on my way to rehab, and life just really sucked.
Natalie was already a musician, but it was mostly in private. Then her brother made some demos with the guitarist Tommy Rabine.
And then they just went on the back burner. I think Natalie got a hold of them somehow.
Natalie heard the tracks and asked Tommy if she could write some lyrics to them, and it clicked.
All of a sudden, this vocal style over these kind of angular riffs was reminding me of some of the stuff I grew up on, like Kill Sadie or Song of Z or yeah. Orchid and some of that kind of stuff. I was like, I kind of think there's something here, so...
You know, at first we didn't really know quite what we were doing. It was just kind of throwing a whatever ideas at the wall. It was just kind of like, yeah, this is a lot of fun. We should keep doing this. You know, wrote and recorded a record, played more shows, and it just kind of, I don't know what happened, but it just sort of took off.
The pair soon found a drummer and a bassist. Then, in November 2015, Naive Sense put out their first proper album, Art Failures. Some listeners thought they knew what was coming from a trans-fronted hardcore band, but Natalie's lyrics weren't quite what people were expecting.
And it was more about like, yeah, I was like a raging alcoholic a few years ago, and now I'm not, and it was really tough to do. It's like, that's what the first record was about. It wasn't about, here's all these trans issues, and people were like, strangely disappointed that that's what it was about.
Still, as the band was playing more often, getting big local press, and more people at their shows at clubs like the Triple Rock, Natalie's identity as a trans woman was central to Naive Sense. It was in the song lyrics. Their second album, Body Trauma, had song titles like Cold Queer Vengeance or Femme is F. They even put queer and trans as genre tags on their website. That pervaded their shows, too, with Natalie commanding crowds to give the space up front to those who wouldn't often get it. Women, transgender people, queer people. As Natalie looked back on Twin Cities music over the time of Naive Sense, she has seen some things change.
Right, I've started to see a lot more bands that are like that are femme-fronted, that are queer, that are like very trans-specific popping up in the city. I've also seen a lot of people, especially over the last, like, I don't know, well, since we like really hit it hard, like I'd see people put on Facebook, like, hey, I'm starting a band, cis straight white dudes need not apply.
Around the time Naive Sense decided to call it quits, Natalie wasn't sure what, if anything, the band had meant to people. But then she heard a story that changed her mind.
But recently I was hanging out with some friends of mine, and they were both people that I met at Naive Sense shows. They both told me that they're like, the reason that we have friends or feel like we have a sense of belonging is because we went to your shows. That's what I feel best about with this, is that people went to our shows, listened to our songs, read our lyrics, and felt like they belonged.
And that feeling, no matter how the band's music lasts, will hang on in the memory of the local hardcore scene. For KFAI, I'm Cody Nelson.